Give me a check.
Check, check.
777-9311.
Yes, sir.
75309.
You lost me with that last one.
Oh, that's an older song. I think it's The Police. I'm not sure who made that song.
One day we're just going to have to look up songs that like sound like number, that are, you know, code. Like phone numbers and, you know. Nah, that would be an interesting study. Like, people, man, speaking of music studies, before we even get started, man, I saw the Rolling Stone list. I was ready to get into this with Ocean, but they did a list of the...
It was Tommy Two Tone. That's what it was.
They did the top 200 rap albums of all time. Mm-hmm. Man, dog, Rolling Stone need to chill, bro. Like, this shit right here was so damn disrespectful. This shit was just... Because I don't want to shit on none of these artists, right?
Okay.
But they ranked 200 albums, and like, I got to give you the list. But you know, it's different tweets. Like, I'll give you an example. Chance the Rapper, Acid Rap came in at 36, but Dr. Dre's The Chronic came in at 40. And people are like, dog, have you heard The Chronic? Like, there is no way The Chronic is not a top 20 rap album. Some people get it top 10.
Especially if you're talking about of 200, like, this is of all time, right?
All time.
Yeah, no, hell no.
It's like, I heard Acid Rap, nowhere near as good as The Chronic. I mean, I enjoyed Acid Rap, but nah, bro, it wasn't close to The Chronic. You know what I'm saying? But if you dig into deeper, they also gave Kendrick Lamar's Damn 60. And get Good Kid, Mad City 38. So I was just like, so y'all telling me Acid Rap better than both of them Kendrick albums? Damn, one a Pulitzer fucking prize.
Like, I don't understand this.
Slim Shady LP was 85. I'm like, dog, like,
what is the scaling?
I don't fucking know. They gave Doggy Style 35. Jay Z Reason With Doubt was 24. Let me see. People were mad. Cardi's I like Cardi B. She's a cool person, but people were really upset because they ranked her album, which won Grammy for, you know, best rap artist, Invasion of Privacy, came in at 16. And they're like, look, bro,
no,
like,
no,
out of 200 albums.
No. Okay, so what was number 200?
Oh man, I gotta pull the whole fucking list up,
cause I wanna know what number 200 is, what number 100 is.
I got the top 10, but I didn't have ones back there. The top, okay. 10 is The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. 9 is Low End Theory, Tribe Called Quest. 8 is Into the 36 Chamber. E is Missy So Addictive. 6 is Kanye Dark Fantasy. 5 is The Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick. 4, It Takes a Million, A Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, Public Enemy. 4, The Blueprint, Jay-Z. 3, Stank on Your Outkast. 2, Ready to Die, Biggie. 1. Those are great albums, but
That's a weird ass rating scale.
I feel like you, at the very least, they could have just, like, you know how you solve, we were talking about semantics before we even got started. We were talking about semantics.
Right.
This is a big thing for semantics. I feel like if you're going to do semantics, to fix this whole thing, all you had to say was, like, our editors did a list of our favorite 200 of our favorite rap albums.
I took a survey.
Yeah, a survey would have been cool, but I feel like the moment you say best and favorite ain't the same thing.
Right, right. Because favorite is subjective. Best is like sealed in stone. This is what is understood.
It's like more people need to be consulted when you start talking about best. But you know, some people were pleased with, you know, even being considered because they're just humble. Goody Mob, Big Gilt was just like, you know, I ain't gonna argue with what y'all argue about where they put people on the list. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful that was on the list. Y'all acknowledge us. I think they put them in, like, they were 21 or 26. They were somewhere in the 20s.
I mean, they high, you know, 20s, bro.
And I was just like, well, that's... They
deserve to be there.
Like, but some people, you kind of like, okay, yeah, that's going to be top 10. That's going to be top 20. But then to get some people just like, bro, they got no reason being behind this person and this album because you... But you tripping.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That scaling is so off. It doesn't make sense.
It's like, but it's a, y'all should go to Rolling Stone website. That's what they want you to do. Get your controversy so you'll give them traffic. I say, yeah, it works.
So.
We were talking about Rolling Stone all week. You know, I pay for GQ, but you know, you want to, go ahead and, you know, holler at Rolling Stone. You know, I shout out to Rolling Stone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not. We're not saying that you guys don't know what you're talking about. You guys
saying right now, you haven't shown us that you do.
That you do with this list.
I was just like, I was
not indicative of your body at work.
Yeah, now you, now I can't even defend you. Up until this list, I was like, well, y'all can't tell Rolling Stone. Oh, no, mind.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Y'all know what the fuck y'all talking about Rolling Stone, bro. So that's all the coverage you're getting from me. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. This is a special edition of Ninja Police Podcast episode. We call this Ted from the TARDIS, man. This is a...
You got to get the TARDIS materializing soundbite.
You know, I should have had that prepared and prepped, man. I really should have, but... I'm going to give it to him anyway. Y'all like that? Yeah. Yeah, you lost the TARDIS coming in, landing right there.
We here, bro.
We here, man. This is Starman, a.k.a. your 11th Doctor, a.k.a. Yuki, the Golden Karama. And I'm here with one of the greatest ninjas ever do it. I'm going to let him introduce himself, my fellow Doctor and Ninja.
Hey, man, over here you got the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, the 10th Doctor. But hey, I'm just letting you know, stay off my lawn.
Man, you got your 3D glasses, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. Like, I ain't fucking with no fish sticks.
Fish sticks and custard, bro.
Like custard, man. What's the difference between custard and pudding? It was just probably the same thing, chips and crisps, but y'all just call that shit different.
No, it really is. Like, culinarily, it's a difference. Yeah. If you eat pudding and then you eat custard, you could tell the difference. Custard's more milk-based.
Cool. Yeah, once I learned you can make pudding on the stove, it kind of just changed. Like,
yeah,
my grandma made natural pudding, and one of the Jell-O shit, bro, she made this shit on the stove, and I'm like,
you gotta cook it before you put it in the refrigerator?
It, like, sweet, like dessert, anything outside of a cake that had to be baked, I'm like, why? Because strawberry pie was just like, bro, like, you ain't gotta cook strawberry pie. My thing is, like, bro, if you get enough cherries, I wanna try a cherry pie that's not baked. Like, you get enough of the cherries that are, like, not firm, but they on their way out to being squishy. And I feel like I want you to get enough of those and just, like, put them in a pie somehow and just make it taste good where you ain't really, you know, it's fruity, like a fruit tart, like a thick-ass fruit tart.
I mean, you can do that. You just have to make the cherry filling. You can do that with sugar, water, or use simple sugar. I mean, a simple syrup and do it.
I buy that glaze.
Cut it. Yeah, I mean, you do that and then just, you know, fold that in with the cherry.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip a step, but I'm gonna throw that strawberry glaze in with it. Like,
I thought this was cherry. I taste hint of strawberry. How'd you do that?
It's like, I don't know.
That's just a strawberry shot.
Yeah, man, you know. But welcome. Thank you guys for being here today, man. We're gonna give you guys a nice episode. It was a lot of content. Oh, yeah. It was a lot of stuff that happened this week. There's a lot of news that we're gonna get into with the ninjas, but we're gonna hold you down and recap of it. We got some reviews coming up, but first and foremost, I feel like it's some news that, you know, we probably should go ahead and address because it's been a busy news week. So I'm gonna just give y'all some headlines and, you know, Mac, you up some, catch you, you know, your rhythm, shit, man. That's, you know, do that dance.
I mean, we might as well just start at the top and just work it down the list so far.
Let's go. All right, Spider-Man No Way Home, the more fun stuff version, will be released in theaters in U.S. and Canada on September 2nd and with more countries to come.
I'll go see it.
Yeah, it's been announced by IGN. I'm really, I'm like, what? Okay, you gonna add stuff to this movie?
Right, there's an extended cut?
Extended cut?
I'll see it.
Sure, why not? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I don't have anything to lose. The movie was already great.
Yeah, I really like the movie, so it's just like, yeah, I'm definitely. Oh, so just the 3-hour version. Gotcha.
I'll take that.
I'll take it. All right, Temuera Morrison recently told ET that he thinks it's time to get Boba Fett to back to his badass ways. And he said there's no two ways around that. You know, we got to see the old Boba Fett.
I agree. The fans agree. That was what we were kind of pissed about this season. It was like, all right, we got Boba back. But most of the season, he was spent in the back to tank healing up. And then once he healed, we didn't get to see him do shit that we've heard about him do, stuff we've seen him do. We got a lot of cool cameos. And it was like, all right, we want a little more interaction there. Like, yeah, he took a step back from the last time we saw him live action, technically, which would have been Empire Strikes Back.
Bruh.
No. Return of the Jedi, excuse me.
Gotcha. This thread on IGN's Facebook thread, I thought it was interesting because I wanted to see what people were saying. I was like, I'm going to see this consensus. One of the first guys, Mark, says 100% leave the helmet on Boba Fett and Master Chief.
Cause right.
Some characters don't need humiliation to be effective.
No, humanization.
Humanization to be effective.
And that's true. Especially Boba Fett and Master Chief, that was like two of their main draws. You didn't see their face and everybody could project onto that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think shows are more willing to do what works and not do what they think will work. The biggest difference between like The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett was y'all tried to copy what y'all did with Mandalorian with mm-hmm. Boba Fett because it worked. So y'all was like, well, we just gonna try it again. When in reality, it was this whole, people were satisfied. I mean, people were content, but I feel like you were saying, it don't seem like as many people were as satisfied because it was like, well, that's not who we thought he was gonna go. Like, you mm-hmm. weren't supposed to go like that.
Right.
They somehow turned this on to Obi-Wan, which a review, we got that coming up later, saying the series is way too much Disney. Well, what app do you watch it on, dumbass? Like right. In the last episode, the guy should have been cut in half, but oh no, kids can't handle that. I said, that's a fair critique, but that's what I was saying my theory with Daredevil is, but that's another can of worms, but it's in the idea of like, you know, they with that. But I don't know, they had
a dude fell on a laser gate the week before and got cut in half. So I mean, they're not that, you gotta chalk that up.
You gotta make your choices.
Yeah, you gotta make your choices and chalk that up to this is how Obi-Wan is fighting right now.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, I can see a scenario where Disney's like curse words. They be mm-hmm. like, look, man, you can have three violent moments. That's
right.
It. No well, more.
And how you choose to make that moment violent is up to you. And we do include curse words.
And it's just like, yeah, so you only get three. So if I'm a creative, I gotta choose, like, you know, it's just
ones that impact the story the most.
Yeah. And if that's what's going on, which I'm saying, these are creators who are being compromised in their creativity for the sake of the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Like I said, people don't want him taking his helmet off as much, or that's what it seems like. But hey, man, I think if the actor is speaking out, saying, "Hey, man,
the fans want it, and I'm content with giving them what they want, and y'all know it."
Yeah, like, let's meet in the middle. Let's make this happen. Because fans, they're going to watch it again, but we can't disappoint them a second time. We really got to knock this out of part season two.
Right.
And I think as long as they listen to the fans and just say, fuck it, then they will get, you know, they'll get what they want. Because now everything's in place. It's just mm-hmm. like, but I like seeing, like, that's the thing, bro. I like OP characters in the sense of, I just like a motherfucker just be OP sometimes. Like, you beat the game, you got all the powers, now you can just
run through that shit.
Run through that shit. I like seeing motherfuckers just run through the game. I like the Seki animes that do this. So when I get a story of, you know, an OP person who is like, oh nah, bro, I gotta get back OP.
Yeah, you know, I gotta get myself back to that level.
I gotta get my level back up. It's just like, oh yeah, but we got to see the level to grind. It's mm-hmm. just like, but I get how they, my point is, I can get how they feel.
Yeah,
they, you know, when you want to see the OP person out the gate,
right?
Boom, I'm already on top.
Right, because I mean, what they did on Mandalorian, which is to piggyback off what you just said, it was like, They took the original idea of the Mandalorians and all that stuff that we had already seen, which originated with Boba Fett, and then created Din Djarin Mando. Then they, like you said, tried to recycle that back into Boba Fett, not taking into account these are two different characters at two different levels of their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Boba Fett, we've seen him do shit before. We know what he's about. So once we saw him, it was like, all right, he's back. Let's get to it. We didn't know anything about Din Djarin, so everything he did was new. It was like, okay, so what kind of Mando is he? Like, we've never seen another Mando. They've never followed another one like this. So what's he about? Who is he? Where is he from? Is he related to Boba Fett? And then we got his armor come back, and you're like, oh, okay, so now Boba Fett's going to come back. That was the difference between the two characters, I feel, that using that same formula, that's why it didn't work.
Yeah, but when I got to the end, I was satisfied. Like, I
mm-hmm.
so I do have hopes of it, but I want to spin this into the thought that as far as what I'm seeing with these live action shows, I really like where everything is. Like,
oh yeah,
when Star Wars, I like it in TV series form more than I more so do movie form, because I felt like I had to. I feel like you can choose parts of the story that are more endearing to you, mm-hmm. but the way the shit progresses, this is what we're looking like. This is what you want. And when you got the latest incarnation of it,
yeah,
they did that to the detriment because they faked you out.
Yeah.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Every fucking
turn. Super hard.
Like,
super
it became
hard.
A game of just faking out. It's just like, bro, y'all marketing department faked me out to gain interest, but it ultimately made y'all whole series shit.
Yeah.
Because don't nobody want to get to the end of a movie they've been, a series they've been watching for years, and feel like, ha ha, you wrong, when you could have been right, but we changed it. And this shit ain't gotta make no sense. Now you feeling wrong, and you know how you, when you feel like, damn, I was wrong, but the real answer don't make no sense.
Because as a Star Wars fan, you fall into, I'll say, one of three categories. You're a fan who loves everything about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
No, I say four categories. You're a fan who hates everything about Star Wars. And that's a contradictory statement within itself, but when you meet one, you'll understand what that is.
I met him.
Okay. Then there are those people that love Star Wars and understand that there are these inconsistencies that exist in Star Wars, and we try to connect those dots. Then there's the fan of Star Wars that doesn't give a fuck and just loves the story itself. Mm-hmm. And they just want to see it. I fall in the category of you want to try to connect the dots.
Okay, yeah, I can tell.
Because when the first original Star Wars came out, he was writing it as he was filming it. So they didn't know certain points in the movie. They didn't know certain story arcs that are fleshed out now. Mm-hmm. They had to actually build that shit as they were doing it. So you respect it and just take it as it comes. And then when they want to fix something and they want to retcon something, you know, give it a chance to be canonized if it fits.
Yeah.
If it don't fit and it makes no fucking sense, like this last series, like you said, that's what I hate. That's canon. that's some canon shit. It's not like on a tangent that they just created this other Star Wars story. No, that's...
So y'all to pull some Citizen Kane shit.
Yeah,
that's wake up out of dream.
Yeah, like, right, please.
Like, I had a vision of the Force that all
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah, please. Dog, that would... Oh.
Retcon, bro. Motherfuckers appreciate a good retcon, but...
That would be great. Please, bro, because, man.
Bro, I already know they're going to make a young Layla Star Wars series star Millie Bobby Brown.
Bro, if they do that, I'll be so pissed off, because it's like, well,
I like her, dog. Like, well, 11 from Stranger Things, I fuck with her. And there are a million jokes about her and Drake on the internet that I didn't get until I find out the joke. And it was like,
man,
y'all stupid, man. Like, famous people can't hang out, bro. Like,
at all.
I was like, oh, she had a crush on Drake and she met Drake. And she act like girls that got crushes on niggas at
right.
Ryan Drake. And Drake, who is a superstar, I can imagine how uncomfortable it feels to be a grown man, but your biggest fan is 14. And you,
right, and she's a superstar.
Yeah, and you wanna afford her like the privilege to, you know, to get close and really be your friend, but you don't want her to like put you in a fucking peculiar
weird ass
optic situation, yeah, where it's like, hold on.
And then the story is like they were at a party and everybody was super older, and she was like, I had to kind of gravitate towards him as like my protection.
I listened to this nigga like,
yeah, it's like what? How do you navigate that?
Yeah, and I mean, for Drake, that had to be an awkward situation.
Yeah.
It's just like, bro, she a fan. We both famous. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just
and
another day with
really
the fan.
She's really being a regular person, and it's like, how do I...
But when she looking at you like how Leonardo DiCaprio Jeff Bezos' girl was looking at Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right, with the damn sparkle.
Sparkle eyes. You just like... Yeah. Just like, man, come on, man. Like,
she is still 11, you know? Like, that's all you can think in your mind. She is 11, you know what I'm saying?
But then, you know, she gets grown, and now, you know, she's met with that crux of she wants to do other stuff. But mm-hmm. I've seen her look like, you know, a very young Layla. Like, they look alike.
Oh, yeah, I saw that picture from the set. Yeah. Mm-hmm. and they did it for a Star Wars celebration.
Yeah, and she being knowledgeable enough that she cosplayed her for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And that's when I seen it and was just like, bruh, I'm Disney. I'm hitting your agent up to be like, look, Stranger Things is done. Do you want to do a Star Wars series? Right,
do you want to get
your
down?
Young Layla. Like, we going to show what the fuck led you to get kidnapped and have to send Obi-Wan the message. That's what this series is about. Mm-hmm. I said it in the first episode of Obi-Wan that I want to see them get to that. But now I'm thinking, but y'all got the perfect actress
to play her,
you know, adolescent her.
Older, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, and think about it. Just 18, yeah, y'all actually got a teenager playing a young adult. Mm. Because it's people out there who just like, y'all anime fans weird. And I was just like, well, shit, you watching a bunch of 30-year-olds be high school kids. How the fuck ain't talk to me? Like,
yeah, think about that.
Just like, yeah, but Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah, man. After last week's events, I was wondering where we were gonna go.
Yeah.
And where we were gonna end up. So this week came and it got a lot more Vader. I thought it was gonna dip, but you know, I was
Fortress Inquisitors.
Yeah, he gone. So the Inquisitors here, you know, they gotta go find Layla.
And we want fucking answers.
We want answers, you know. He still ain't took off the helmet yet, but, you know, Vader, spoiler alert, he went in there to about the end of the episode, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, he gone, until he just came and grab you by the neck. Like,
Real quick.
I like how he got a fucking, he has Ariana Grande's ponytail, but he has the consistent theme that follows him and his brand. I like how Darth Vader's always on brand.
Every time.
Force choke. Bitch, where my money?
Right. How many times must they smack you?
Like, he comes in with the force choke. That's his go-to, and I like how consistently, 40 years later, this man still with it. Force choke.
Where's my shit, bitch?
Like, you fucking up.
Like, right. Right. I let you get close to me, and I'm regretting this shit.
I told you couldn't fail.
Right.
Vader.
And let him escape. You better have a fucking plan.
Bro, what the fuck happened to all the black people? If there was this many people of color in this part of the story, how come when Luke showed up? Never mind.
I was about to say, bro.
What happened?
Lando was the last. Now, you see where this motherfucker was?
Yeah, damn, bro.
On Cloud City.
It's Lando.
On Cloud City, dog.
Hey, man, they went way in space water.
Yeah, until they did.
They did, man.
They all got enslaved and became damn stormtroopers, bro.
When you seen about the actual slaves killing Jedi, I'm glad. I was like, bro, you heard my great, 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 great ancestors had to deal with? No, my nigga. On Earth.
I'm not with that shit. On Earth, I'm not with it.
You heard the legends of Earth? Fuck no.
Fuck that shit. No way.
Gone.
I'm leaving that shit. I'm not doing it.
You mean motherfuckers with robes? With masks and robes.
And do what now?
Are doing what?
Oh, no. No way.
With special powers and glowing sticks. Hell no.
I haven't heard that before.
Nah, fuck that, man. Mm-mm. And you saying the way they get the red stickers, they make a rock. How you make it? They make rock bleeds. Oh, no. Nah,
right. Nah, I'm done with this shit. Bro. Nope. I already had to deal with this crazy nigga calling himself a grand wizard. He was a white dragon. I'm not dealing with that.
No, man. But Obi-Wan, I don't know. He's back to trying to deal with like his responsibility, and I like his commitment to it. Even the traitor, man. I like how he had help.
Shout out to Ice Cube's son. I can't think of his name right now.
Shout out to man, O'Shea Jackson Jr., man.
Yeah. Man on the scene.
Yeah, man. I was like, damn, bro, you in Star Wars now.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up. Shout out to Thundercat, man.
I'm telling you, he popped up and they were like, look, we just going all the people who are Star Wars fans
shout
that ever wanted to be.
Sasha Banks, man. Like,
you're a fucking Mando on Bo-Katan's fucking Death Watch. Like,
I have my agent be banging on Disney door right now.
I'm telling you.
Vince can kiss my ass. I'm finna get this Disney.
Right, I'm shit. Out here.
I'm done with that.
I'm out here, bro. Do you know who I am now?
Yeah, bro. She going, yeah. That's happening. But, I don't know. So, the war. My favorite scene this whole episode was when the laser cracked the wall and he had to use the force.
Yeah.
And keep it, the water pressure from coming. Yeah. And they were coming in. Because when I played the, on Star Wars, the, man, the new one on PS4.
Fallen Order.
Fallen Order. That you do that scene.
Yeah, like that's exactly the place.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exact place.
That right, yeah. Right. Damn show is. Yep. Cause I was like, hold up, I've seen this before. I got deja vu. I was like, hold up, I've seen this shit happen before.
Yep.
And it was just like, no, I've done this in the game.
Right. They gave you them little. Yeah,
that callback,
tidbits.
That little callback right there was dope.
Oh yes, oh like, yes,
that was dope.
Find out what they doing down there.
Young Layla standing up to this Inquisitor, being like, "I'm not gonna back down," and her trying
to. You know she's tough, man. She always been tough, and that's the crazy thing about it. Like, they both got these contrary personality traits from their parents, being twins, and one of your parents being Vader. You would think that they would both have some form of evil to them, but they're not necessarily dark. They're very set in what they believe in and how they're going to approach it.
I tell you what I wanted.
What's that?
I didn't want Vader to like kill Shawty, but what I kind of wanted, I wanted him to like look at the security camera and see his daughter on the table and kind of cognitively know that. Step up. No. I kind of wanted him to just look at the camera and just look at him and just.
Yeah, just real quick.
Make me like, does he realize it in this moment? That's his daughter? Does he know that's his daughter? Like.
Right.
Like, how much does he know? Because, you know, it's. I kind of want to.
You never.
Like, because he would. Because I can't imagine if he does know. That if that Inquisitor is really gonna torture her, bitch, I'm killing you off of the principle that I'm gonna let them think you I did it because you failed. But deep down, I killed you because you about to torture my daughter, motherfucker.
Well, that raises a good question because the whole reason that Vader's fortress is where it is on Mustafar is because he uses all the dark energy from there to communicate with Force Ghosts, because he's trying to contact Padme, and when he does, she doesn't recognize him. But I don't know if she tells him that both of their children survived, because he knew that he had twins, he knew that Luke was alive, but I don't think they ever addressed that he knew in live action.
Oh, like,
so that would have been cool if that would have given you that little moment where he's. They can still do it. Yeah. They can still do it.
And that,
but I don't think he would kill Reva for a certain reason. I'll let you finish your thought.
No, that's it. So as far as killing her,
I think she was one of the Padawans. I'm of that camp that believes she's one of those Padawans that when Anakin went through and killed all the Padawans in the Jedi Temple, he kept her alive. And raised her to be an Inquisitor.
Yeah, I said that, man. I really think she showed some spunk. And I think, you know, he low-key respected it. Like, you would attack me. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, you know what? I'm gonna take you and train you. You know, I can see that.
Because he's closer to her than anybody else. And the way they portrayed it with the Grand Inquisitor, at first it seemed like she was one of those people that they randomly found and she was strong with the Force and they were like, nah, we gonna train her, but she's trash. But in actuality, Vader brought her with him.
Yeah, because I can't imagine these other Inquisitors, like, they want her to know her place. They want her to know her place because she's humanoid? Do they want her to know her place because she's quote-unquote, because she's black? Do they want her to know her place because... You know of what? I was like, nah, I can't think of none of these woke reasons. The main reason why, because
she's the third sister, she's the third one that came.
It's that whole like, bitch, you taking my job? You already came in here with the advantage of you knowing Theta. Y'all got a relationship. Like, nah, you need to know your place because you think you can just skip the line when you ain't paid no dues because you the favorite,
right?
They coming. That's how they're treating her, like in the sense of, well, we got to take your shit, but. Actually, she can boss us around, but only if we let her. So let's gang up and let's keep our shit together where we can stay on her ass. We
gonna throw a coup if we got her, but we gonna follow the rules for now.
Yeah, when she stabbed old buddy, she took his spot. Cause all you gotta do is act like Vader. That's all you got to do, bro. You can get rid of whoever the fuck is in your way, and mm-hmm. as long as you can show results, they don't give a fuck that you got rid of them.
Yeah, and this is, well, actually, this is in the time where that is what they were doing within the Sith or in the Empire. They figured out that if you kept killing each other off, then ultimately it was just going to be one anyway. So what they started doing was master apprentice, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you kill your master, and then you're the master. So
yeah,
that's what would move you up in rank if you backstab somebody. So they're like, okay, we can't keep doing this because we need to keep some people alive, and everybody out for themselves is not going to work.
So what were some of your favorite parts of this episode?
I really like that we found out we could really trust old girl. She told the truth to third sister, to Reva. I can't remember her name now. The Empire lieutenant or colonel, captain, whatever she was. That was a terrible plan for them to escape, but, you know.
That was terrible. Like, I was like, y'all can't think of nothing better than...
They could have given us a shout out with him putting on some stormtrooper armor, because we all want to see him in his, you know, Jedi battle armor or, you know, clone battle armor again. So that would have been a cool little nod. We could have seen him do that.
I would have liked that.
Yeah, and, you know, him holding her at gunpoint and them escorting her as opposed to him trying to sneak her out under his coat. Or put her in something and make her walk like a little droid or something. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, they could have did something with them getting, I felt like, cause a distraction, I felt like, you know, let something happen.
Yeah.
She send people to the wrong spot or something. I didn't know the distraction was going to be that elaborate. I was just like, well, I thought you were just going, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, they had to come out with a whole escape plan, because even getting to the bridge, they would have had to clear to be able to fly out. So they had to come up with the plan to bring those two rebel pilots in. And I mean, what's her name? Telos, whatever the girl who survived. She's semi-important, and that's why they didn't want to kill her, and they brought her on the mission. But Wade didn't deserve to die. I was like, damn, dog. That was a gut-wrenching moment, because I didn't expect them to die then.
Bro, I expected for him to get caught, but I thought somebody was just gonna force grab his ass.
Yeah,
I didn't know she was just gonna throw a battery at him.
Yeah, I mean, she did it with no hesitation.
See, that's the difference between her and me. I would have tried to force grab it,
right?
Believing that maybe I'm strong enough to use the force to keep from going somewhere.
Right.
She was smart enough to say, "Well, nah, I ain't finna even try to grab it. I'm gonna just
take it down.
I'm gonna just throw something and hit it. I'm gonna just knock out the engine." And I'm like, damn, that's a smart idea.
Yeah, I like the action sequence that. That whole little action scene they gave us in the Inquisitors, that was real nice.
Yeah. All in all, man, I was extremely pleased with the way this episode, I don't want to say ended, but I was pleased in the way everything kind of played out. Like I said, the callback to the game was really dope.
Mm-hmm.
Vader walking in with the force choke. Them finding Layla and getting the fuck on in the span of 40 minutes. Like, it wasn't no drawn out multi-episode thing. It was just like, nah, bro.
We're coming back. We're doing it. We out. We got two episodes left, and you see Obi-Wan getting stronger. He's able to do more. He's using tactics that he was using during the Clone Wars. That whole ignite the lightsaber, take one out, turn it off, sneak around, catch the other one. That was what he was doing in Clone Wars. So he's like slowly getting his shit back. And that's what I like. I just hope that we get to see Qui-Gon Jinn, Force Ghost.
That'd be cool.
Just give us that one vision. I like how the episode started too, with Vader and Obi-Wan having that Force fight while they were both in the tank healing up. I really did like that. Cause that shit, he was not having it.
I didn't even look at it as a fight till you said something. Like, both of them was in their little Baptist tank, and I was just like, ah, it's Baptist tank.
But they were not. Vader was ready to get this man. He was like, look, I'm not leaving you any moment of respite. I'm coming for you at every time.
And he held up nicely, cause they straight up tried to burn his ass.
Yeah.
They burnt his ass.
He drug him through it, slowly
through the fire, bro. Like, ain't no conversation.
Mm-mm. He would have left him there. I think he really would have just left him there if they wouldn't have came and saved him.
Man, oh man.
Episode 4 of Obi-Wan.
Episode 4 of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I don't even know how I rate it. I think I'd give it an 8. Yeah.
I'm with you.
8.5.
I'm with you. I concur. Because I ain't gave none of them really no numbers. I'm waiting to the end. But so far, man, I'm really digging it. Like, mm-hmm. it's another one of them series I'm going to have to, I feel like this one especially, I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it consecutively.
Oh, yeah. It'd be cool if Cal Kestis popped up in this series. Because technically the game takes place about 5 years before Obi-Wan Kenobi. So he would be like the age he is now. It would be cool if he showed up.
Nah, you're going to see BD.
BD Yo, yeah, BD-1. That'd be cool.
See BD-1.
See a BD unit.
Yeah, I feel like that.
The Boba Fett.
I feel like that'll be the thing. You just see another BD-1. You're like, wait a minute. You just another BD. Can't be.
Right. Nah.
Yeah.
And you just hear him say it. I mean, why would they come out with his lightsaber just because, you know what I'm saying? Oh, before we end, though, we got to talk about it.
What's up?
The crypt of dead Jedis and Padawans under.
Man, what the fuck is up with that, bro?
Yeah.
Why the hell he got these niggas in that Jurassic Park shit?
Yeah, like, he got them all embered up.
Embered up, like.
I think they're, like, trying to drain them of whatever remnant force power they got, force energy they have. That's the only thing I could think.
That shit was sick, because I was just like, bro, this is. Is it serving a purpose? Is this just like, bro, we just putting niggas on display? Like,
because if it's just a trophy room, y'all gonna need a whole lot more space up in there.
I mean, but you got a point. It wasn't carbonite.
Yeah, but carbonate is for keeping you alive. That's for transport.
That's my point. It was just like, well, they ain't keeping them alive, bro. Y'all just taxidermied.
Yeah. Like, I mean, but they can still, you know, drain them of whatever remnant force power you have.
I thought, you know, you were just a vessel. Like, the force, like, once your vessel don't work no more, the force is like, well, I can't be used through you. I ain't know you could drain a Jedi. That changes a lot.
I mean, maybe they can.
I mean,
Vader was draining dark energy off Mustafar.
Now, that I didn't know until you mentioned it. Like, I knew Mustafar was a, you know, a place because that's what people did there, but.
No, people don't do shit. That's where him and Obi-Wan had to fight, and I have the high ground. Don't do it, Anakin. That's that volcano planet they were on. And that's the crazy shit. Like, you would build your castle where you became that.
Hey, man, he went back to the hood, boy.
He did.
Went back to the block that raised him. That's where it all started.
Yeah. And that's where he decided to hold it down at.
I think we're gonna have a 5-episode of MTV Cribs. This is where it all started.
Right, you know how they say this is where the magic happens. This is where it all started.
Since birth, I've been on fire.
Yeah, man.
You could say I live in a all black neighborhood.
Culture shock. Well, I'll be there.
Like, what made you think that?
Nah, bro. It's black folks in Mexico.
Yeah.
I think one of them girls don't block me. I don't know why. Somebody said she went to anywhere though, so yeah.
Like, I'm about to stay on top of her.
Oh yeah, damn.
I can't say no name. I gotta remember not to say no name.
Yeah, you get the name.
Yeah, we'll I'ma just post anyway.
Yeah.
The name come up, you know what I'm saying? That'll save me from ever. But every time, you know, I think you finna hit a name, I'ma.
Yeah, cool.
He says, you know, or something like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that helped me market.
Mm-hmm.
At very least, that's what it is. Once I line everything up, it's a mark. Anyway, well, thank you for joining us, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, bro. You got the creator, leader of the Shadow Empire in this motherfucker.
One more game, man. Glad to be back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Glad to have you back, man. Interesting how we stumbled upon this conversation, because last week the internet was people they got into. Okay, so the news cycle was talking about Lori Harvey and a breakup with Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. A lot of people putting their own spin on these people's relationship and how it affected their lives. Because you know, I got a personal theory about how people feel about relationships and how people feel about how they act in relationships when it come to people, and even not even just relationships, how people just, you know, do things on a day-to-day level when it come to interpersonal communication amongst the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just kind of made me, you know, associate, because, you know, the rumor is she didn't want to get married. He proposed. She didn't want to go the distance. He did. She 25. He 35. He at that point in life where he wanted. She don't want it. And it's just like, I honestly entertained ideas, just like, you know, I'm a fan of this guy, and I know how that shit can hurt, but at the same time, it's one of them things where, just not knowing him, I can say from the outside, I was just like, well, you know, 25 year woman that bad, like, you know, she made up her mind that you the one,
right?
You know, she got options. She really want to explore every single option before she
got
to get
out. She's got that time.
Got to get it out of their system. And I think we don't acknowledge a lot of times where, you know, chicks got to get out of their system, bro. That's what the whole club experience for.
Right.
Because I think we get tired of the bullshit, then we want to just, like, not deal with it.
Which is, I'm pretty sure, where he's at. He done dealt with, you know, celebrity females, and he's like, look, bro, she's bad as fuck. I want to lock that down.
But they tried to Russell Wilson him. They tried to say he only fuck with white girls, and now that he's black, some people tried to say the shit was fake, because they're like, nah, you just got her because she black, because she's like, a pretty black girl, because we kept seeing you with them white chicks. And it's just like, bro, regardless, rich.
Yeah.
I done seen Creed. I know what the nigga look like. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, I'm just like, well, nah, nigga, you got millions of dollars. You fucking got, you ripped. I mean,
the circles you roll in.
Just had any chick, bro. Yeah.
Cause with the money, any nigga who ain't gotta look like a boxer can do
what you do. Yeah.
And I imagine a dude who might not have much money, if you look like a boxer and you take your shirt off,
You can do a fairly good job.
You can do a lot more than the motherfucker who ain't got money or the six pack. So I'm just saying,
he's a triple threat or whatever. He got the whole thing. He still got fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Pushed to the side.
That whole phase of motherfuckers.
Bro, it is, bro. Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers ain't watching Insecure, bro, because that's the real shit that come down to. It's just like, nah, bro, it's just like, you know, you ain't got to make it sound nasty, but it's just,
they
like,
got to have that journey, though.
Yeah.
They got to do their thing, man.
They got to.
You can't stop them. You just got to roll with it.
Yeah. Depending on where you come in on their journey is where you fit.
But you got to know your position. I think the hardest part is, like, when we get to say so what position we want to play, we feel like we're in a better position.
Right.
But sometimes the role you think you playing ain't the role you really playing. Especially if you don't make up your mind about the situation, or
in your mind, the role you playing is this, but it's actually another role.
Yeah.
But the fact that you got another role to play with someone else, you become more appealing to her. Like,
it's the law of attraction, man. It's like, You don't want to push. Both of y'all don't want to be pushing.
Mm-hmm.
See, one got to be retracting while the other one pushing, and vice versa, bro. That's the dynamic of the relationship.
Yeah.
You feel me? You got to have them. It got to be up and down and all that shit, man. That make it more interesting.
Yeah.
It's just, baby, I love you. That's not real. You feel me? That happily ever after ain't real, bro. You just got to. He got boring to her. That was.
No matter how.
See, happily ever after does exist, but they cut words out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's happily every time after the shit goes down. You got to be able to work together. That's where it comes in. You work together, like
I ain't
you said.
Never heard that. Happily
every time after the shit goes down.
Yeah.
Just made that shit up. Yeah.
You just got to still, when she gonna text you, you just got to still be hanging around. But you just can't, you got to let it just brush off.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm learning over the years, bro. They want a dude to be supportive, but they don't mean supportive in the sense of pat them on the back, baby, I got you, we can do this. They want that when the time is for that. But when they mean supportive, like, when I'm fucked up, tell me I'm fucked up and still love me, and then build me back up.
Yeah.
That's what support is.
She gonna test you on that simple thing you said. Mm-hmm. She gonna I know I'm wrong. I'm gonna just do it anyway.
Right.
He's like, if he be like, he go along with it.
He's like, no, that ain't the one. I'm gonna get
failed the test. He failed the test.
You gotta get that. I'm gonna run that all day.
You gotta stand up to me. You feel me?
Hold on. That brings up a point that I seen this shit on the internet this week. See, that thought is they saying Boyz II Men Enter the Role is a simp classic.
It is.
After you look at the lyrics of what he was saying.
Yeah. That would mess a lot of men up, that era right there, bro. Now it was good music, but.
And what did he end up doing? Tax analysis.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like you go out and cheat on me all night. I love you anyway.
And that's why he was no longer in the group.
They ain't got no money. They ain't got no. I don't know, bro. Like, that song was hitting, but at the same time, bro, he right. That's a simp all the way classic, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until I seen that yesterday.
And a lot of that, and a lot of that music we listened to at the time was simp, bro. And it trained you to be a simp. You feel me?
Because it was all super romance at the time. We were in that. Late, that post 80s, you know, 90s R&B.
But women got married, though. They got married and shit, basically. Yeah.
They chose to walk their own little path.
I imagine when you young and you saying that shit, what you saying is, you know, they there for the money and the fame, yeah.
Right.
And but you thinking, oh, they're getting through this music. They really resonate with this is, you know, the blah,
this
blah,
is
blah.
How you live and love as an adult.
And it's just like.
Right. But it,
cool though, everybody
it worked in high school and at them parties and shit. It worked. You was in love then, so
you thought it worked.
It would translate. Yeah,
thinking it worked, but it really wasn't working. Yeah,
you know,
you start out like that. How young man, you gonna start off like how they singing, but then you gonna learn over time. That's your whole woman game. You like, I got it. Mm-hmm. And you got it easy.
But
you
that's what.
You even got to be no super good looking guy. You feel me? You just when you figure that game out, bro, like.
That's what fuck you up, because I be trying to reiterate this thing to, you know, women I communicate with, because sometimes, you know, they got kids. They're like, my son gonna be this gentleman, he gonna be this, that, and the third. And I was like, that's all fine, but what I'm telling you is he gonna fall in love with this chick in 8th, 9th, 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how that go and what
it's
he
gonna
believe,
shape him,
how he should have acted, he gonna reshape himself. The moment he be like, you know what, I didn't get her because I wasn't this. I'm going to be this so I can get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
I love all my women shit. I love my.
I mean, that's like I read the biography of whose biography was it? It was Casanova, and that was like, you know, that old Casanova shit. Like, this dude was just tell every chick he love him, and then he show it, and he ghost him.
Yeah,
he pop
and
up in that life for a season.
It works, and then
he just move on.
And there's niggas who do that
because
shit.
That's like.
And then his reputation came up. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. He ended up getting a reputation of being like, nah, this Casanova nigga, he gonna wind you, dine you, he gonna dick you.
And that's always how they get caught.
And
he gonna have their head all the way.
You're doing
up.
Too good of a job.
Yeah.
Shawty got married off to this old nigga when she was 16. Right. Like, she ready for Casanova. She's like, I'm married to this old nigga for 5 years.
I'm waiting on him to show up.
It is a female, like, I be so in my zone, so cool. She basically laying the game, which I said, she laying the game down. Like, she like, look, you can have all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm all right. You feel me? I'm all right. But she like, look, you can have all, like, just gone. Your style, what you got going on, you cool. So she like, she basically saying, like, look, wind them, dine them, leave them, don't never get caught too much. So she telling me a lot of stuff. I know, but she just getting it from a woman standpoint. Mm-hmm. She like, look, you do this right here, have some kind of make them feel all good, and you just don't even hit them up for, like, a couple days. You gonna have them going crazy. Like,
oh yeah,
they like for real, bro. Like, I had to learn the game. Like, over time, you know, I just rinse and repeat over a year. Like, you know, you start out like Boyz II Men, then you be like, man, screw that shit. You get your heart broken though, then you gonna. That's like, the only thing. That's what women don't understand about men. A man start off in love. He start out, he the lover. A man love unconditionally. A woman don't love, she love conditionally.
Mm-hmm.
So a man, he can love, you ain't gotta have nothing. He gonna take you and, you know, wash it off and try to build you up.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman like this, as soon as you fall off.
Rich man,
I'm done with
broke
that.
Chick. A broke chick won't pull with, a rich chick won't never, ain't gonna pull no broke nigga.
And if, when they do, it's very far and few in between. Because he serves some other purpose for her. It's not. It ain't about the money. It ain't about none of that shit. She love him for something totally different.
Yeah, she'll get a broke dude, but it's more mental. He just making something click off in her head. Well, she don't understand.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, she don't really understand. Like, she just like, why is this dude not chasing me? Why is he? he's not like everybody. He just doing something. He probably got a wife. He probably got a girlfriend, multiple girlfriends. Mm-hmm. So she just,
or he might be a good dude. And it's like, how did you pull her? It's like, I don't know, bro. And then he literally might not know, but like you say, it's just something in her mind that's clicking that's making her love this dude.
As soon as he start acting like everybody else, she gone. She gonna wake up out of that little trance and be like, what I see him?
Yeah. Because other women, one, jealousy is as toxic as it is. A lot of people won't admit that they need jealousy in order for their relationship to thrive, because that lets you know the other person likes you or is crazy about you.
That's one thing I learned dating Spanish women. That's part of that passion.
The passion.
Yeah. That was in that stereotype thing, though, that presented. But you got an experience that was just like, well, damn, bro, my experience is...
That's part of that passion, bro. They like to, they like that jealousy shit. Yeah. They either want you to be jealous of them, or they gonna be jealous of you.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is, it's like, well, who is that? Why are you talking to them? It's like, that's just my friend. But they won't.
With me, my experience has always been, regardless of race, the prettier she is, that's typically what I run into, the jealousy thing.
Oh yeah.
The prettier girl is, the more jealous she needs to be at certain times in order for you to be interested.
Yeah.
Because she got to believe that somebody else wants you in order to really feel
she
like
she already knows
she gaining something. Because in her mind, she was just like, well, shit, if don't nobody want you, why do I want you? Want you?
Right, because I'm already S tier.
Yeah, she gotta have that other woman. She gotta have that thought. You might not even gotta mess with the other chick. She gotta know other women want you.
Mm-hmm.
And when that dude, you good.
Even if it's just a random chick at the restaurant that day that happened to like you and give you a compliment, that'll be enough to set off. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, you start flirting.
He seen it firsthand, bro. Yeah. And that was part of the whole thing, bro. You know, they like, we had this little get together, a little event and whatever. Yeah, and then my lady, we was putting together. She was like, well, you bring your girls, the girls you know there and whatever. We was doing a casting call. So they showed up. Her girls didn't show up. And the dude on the venue, his people didn't show up. People showed up, my girls. So she's looking like, as soon as girls went to walk through the door, talking about like straight stallions. She like, oh, snap.
He was not bullshit.
He really wasn't bullshit. You know, they there for me. They showing me love, whatever. She over there mugging it. She was like, look. At the end of the night, all hell broke loose. At the end of the day, like.
I can imagine.
It was crazy. You feel me? It was like, it was a whole jealousy thing. Like, I can't go nowhere. Where you go, I'm going.
It was tunnel vision. Because like that night, we was supposed to go to the strip club, and I was just like, shit, I roll, but I want to see how shit get done. But I kind of already had a feeling after this shit go, it's just like, nah, whatever you think our plans is not our plans. I was just like, yeah, she finna dictate what they finna do for the rest of the day. If I don't hear from him, I know why.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear from him. Like, I already knew what time
happened.
It was.
That's like, pretty much what happened. Yeah, she's like, oh, nah, bro.
You ain't doing that.
Nothing.
Right. I'm about to lock the chain on now.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to believe that was going to go down, because them other chicks, like, yo, we going to be there. We going to get up.
They with it.
We with it.
And right.
I'm like, oh, boy, if y'all going, I'm going.
Right, because that sounds like a recipe for a good night.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just
girl like, nah.
Nah.
Where you going? She know what car she want to take. You take my car, I'm going to take yours. She ain't want no ticket in my whip. She take, we switching
wheels. She in the whip, she can't be in the front seat.
God,
dog.
She like, look at her. She finna get in the front seat. She thinks she's seeing, because she didn't know she was in there. She finna get in the front. Man, it was crazy, bro.
Lord,
but you gotta have that. That's that passion.
Yeah,
passion.
You probably had the greatest sex ever that night. You feel me? Because
you done boiled all that shit up. Got her damn blood flowing.
Yeah, yeah. That's just how the game go, man.
Like, that's some game. Like younger, I didn't get put on. That shit came to me through, honestly, trial and error. Getting older.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and it sucks because you lose so much time learning that. But you always. My problem was, I know the knowledge, but deep down, I want to think this bitch different.
apply it.
That's being a man, bro.
She different, bro. Yeah.
Apply it to everybody.
Shout it different. And
they can be different, but apply it.
All of us really want to be Prince Charming anyway, bro. They free been deep down inside, but you can't, ain't like that. It ain't like no fairy tale.
Somebody got to be straight.
Yeah, somebody got to be straight.
You got to be kind. You can't just be nice. You got to be kind.
Yeah. You got to be kind, but you got to be, be a player.
Yeah, everybody said, you can't be nice, but you can be kind. Because kind is genuine. It's a genuine, like, nah, this is just how I roll. I'm not doing this for nothing. Shout out, this is just how I rock.
I'm not disrespecting. You're going to have a good time, but you're not finna try to play me.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Nice is, I'm going to lay down for you, and I'm going to be the doormat.
Nice is when you doing something you know you don't want to do that shit.
Right. And or you're doing it because you know you're going to get a positive reinforcement at the end.
Yeah, it's just really you might not even get it because I feel like you do that shit. Shawty might just she gonna call the Uber. She gonna call the Uber and hit the nigga up she wanna fuck.
Right, exactly. Like,
damn, bro, I done bought this. We done did this.
Off you, off you.
We done had a good day. Shawty done dealt. You know what I'm saying? But when your attitude is like, "Hey, 11 o'clock, you need to go. My girl coming over." She was like, "I'ma get drunk, so I'ma be a hard ass,
right?
You know, motherfucker to leave." You know what I'm saying? I can imagine, you know, like, shout out to one, like, all right, now you're being difficult. Now I gotta,
or maybe I can convince him not to.
Yeah. See? Now I got to counsel because I can't get her out of here. Like,
I'm going to tell y'all the ultimate game, though.
Let's go.
The fake nice guy game. He okay. throw him off because I had some female boxing for real out here. You feel me? But
just say boxing.
Yeah, for real. But you got to keep, like, they thinking, like, okay, this the one he messing with.
Right.
They don't even know who. Really, I'm messing with it in the background, you feel me? Mm. And you know that, I be just like, you just gotta play that shit, man. Like, you can't let them really know what's going on. I play like the fake nice guy game, you feel me? Not okay. fake, but I'm cool dude, but I'm just saying, like, they think they winning, but they ain't winning.
Right, right, right. Like, I'm letting you in at this point.
Yeah, you letting them win, bro. I'm up there in age, bro, so I don't see it all, bro, you feel me? So I just like, I just. Look, she probably be doing something else. But I'm like, I don't care, bro. Like, I'm grown. I don't been in a long relationship, bro. It was cool, but I like, okay. I'm out here now enjoying life and having fun, bro. I don't need to be stressed out. Enjoying life.
What I learned.
Messing, you know, talking to all the beautiful women I can talk to. And shit. You feel me? Like,
what I learned is you gotta, like, as long as you meet expectations, you don't have to meet standards.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is the way it was broken down to me was a standard is like the basic shit you supposed to have anyway. You supposed to be a nice, right. decent motherfucker who,
right.
you know what I'm saying, ain't a piece of shit. But as far as all the other shit, oh, every motherfucker can't pull that off or is willing to do it. So the expectation is that you do it, not because of this, that, and the third, just because she want it done.
Yeah.
Regardless of who do it, she just want it done. And it's just like, okay. trying to fight against that tide because you don't know the temperature outside. I got 30 and I ain't know the temperature outside no more because I was in a long relationship.
Yeah.
And when I got out of that long relationship, I left the country, which was a crazy thing. So I'm having this international experience. And even though fundamentally a lot of these women act the same, when I was.
You don't have no basis for it because you left the country not knowing what the climate was.
Not knowing what the climate was. And I went ahead and did this whole international run, had my fun. Then I came back home, settled down again, trying to, you know, pick up the pieces.
Changed since then.
And everything changed. And since then, it's changed again. So it was just like, oh no, bro, I don't even know how. The vibe is because last time I was single, but I was in a different decade last time I was single. So now I'm outside and I'm like, what is this new game y'all playing? This ain't
right. What is
we ain't doing the triangle offense no more, bro. Yeah. Euro stuff. What the fuck is the Euro
obsolete.
Stuff?
That's obsolete. Right. Yeah.
They out here playing a different game. Like I'm Jordan, Pippen, Rodman. They out here on some damn like what the hell is this? What's this Greek freak shit you doing?
Right. Ain't that traveling? No.
Is that same? Thing happened to you, bro. The whole game for when I went into that long relationship, 8-year relationship, when I got out, the whole game changed, bro. Women was entirely different. They probably had the same nature, but they more free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They more free now. Like,
it was different.
Yeah, the approach to them, you know, when I went in, you know, the way the girls act now, you had a few of those spread out here and there. You feel me? Not everybody twerking and out there with it and that's how they do now, bro.
Yeah, it's on display.
Open spirit, whatever they doing, you know, it's all good. You just got to adjust to the game.
Yeah, you just got to adjust to the game.
It probably took me a few months to get adjusted. You know, I've been a long relationship. I would go to work, come home.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And then I'm free.
Yeah.
And then it take long
for they
me
doing,
to
yeah.
You know, I had my stuff together, man. Find me a nice little shoddy. But see, dealing with them, certain chicks, they like, I like you, look. I gotta put you on game. That's how he is now here. I'm only doing this because I like you. I really could take advantage of you, but you're a cool dude.
That's lucky. That's dude, far
you got,
and few in
you
between.
You got game. You feel me? You got game, but you don't understand our game. You feel me? The game don't change. You older.
Far and few in between. You'll meet a chick that's that honest with you. Like, look, I like you, and I like what you're doing, but you're doing it wrong, and I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, it's all about how you handle them, though, man. They know a good dude. You know, like, they know a dude. Like, I ain't coming at them on no. If I came at her, so she feel like I was just trying to do over.
Right.
She just went on and did me over. You feel me? But I'm. She know, okay, he really fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
He a player, but he really fuck with me, so I'm gonna look. Okay, you doing good, but adjust this little part right here. I'm gonna listen. You feel me?
Right.
Catch on. Like last night, I was like, look, I love your style. But I'm finna tell you, I take that shit to the whole nother level. She don't sit there and school with me on just taking this shit to a whole new. She's like, you gonna have all the girls going crazy. You got me going crazy, but this one little thing you could just add on, you finna boom, have them all going crazy. Shit, you know.
Yeah, you don't get that kind of honesty.
I'm honest with him, though. I like getting in them conversations. She know I deal with women. Like, you get to a certain level, bro, they know you got women.
Yeah.
Women leaving little stuff in my house just for the next chick to see.
You know what I seen? Because I seen, typically, when I get in the room of men and women collectively, and motherfuckers get to talking, it's always the niggas trying to tell the women what the fuck going on, and they don't never really get a chance to really speak and say nothing. So they just like, well, nigga, you know it all. But right. Then once they get to going, you get the right one that say some real shit, cause it's very easily for them to just say a bunch of bullshit, and it's like, man, here you go.
Right, surface level shit.
The woman, you, that's her power, bro. She's I love women. You gotta understand women, though. They ain't big and stronger than us. Mm-hmm. So their power is manipulative and make you do what they want to do without it being physical.
You throughout feel? History, yeah. You seen that.
They will manipulate the fuck out you, bro. She'll sit there and let you talk that crazy shit and go along with it. And same time, she be doing you all the way in, bro. When you just acknowledge their power, she gonna come clean with you. Look. You feel me?
You ever had somebody like hit you up, tell you what the issue is, y'all talk about it, then they kind of rehearse how he finna go check Shawty and handle the situation?
Yeah.
You ask him how it went, the nigga folded.
Right, like, bro, I ain't get none of that,
man,
shit.
Man, fuck that shit, man. I just went on in, blah, 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 blah.
Right,
blah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that shit be happening.
She hit you with the Jedi mind trick, bro.
We thinking we be all cold. Yeah. But you know what? I think one of the biggest things is, like, when we had our fun, there was a certain era where we advertised the lifestyle way too good. Till they got to the point was like, well, shit, that's how y'all doing it. Shit, we want to be outside like that too. And once they started acting like we did in that era, we kind of like,
bruh.
Well, damn, shawty, like,
not wrong.
You got to think, man. We had real rules in place in the world where women couldn't do certain shit. You feel me? Over time, they can drive now. They can vote. They can vote.
Mm-hmm.
See, in Saudi Arabia, they don't play that shit.
Right. Yeah,
no, I mean, you can't let a woman just, she will manipulate the hell out of you. That's her power. Our power is being bigger, stronger, fixing shit, building shit. They power is they mind, they Jedi mind tricks on your ass. You feel me? They would be like, they make you think they idea your idea.
Yeah.
And that's how they is, bro. So you can't outmaneuver a female, bro. You can, but you probably can, but nah, not really.
You can't.
You can't, bro. Like, straight up.
You
realize that?
Five-dimensional chess on her ass. That's the only way
you can win. Because we logical. Mm-hmm. They emotional. They just do shit for the hell of just the fuck. They keep you on your toes. Well,
they're observant.
Yeah, observant as hell. They picking up on everything.
Right. They'll experiment and just do some shit just to see what you're going to do. So they'll log that shit.
It's so many under 3,000 verses when he kind of warn you and tell you that this is what.
He's one of the only people that was out there honestly trying to tell you.
He was the only nigga from DF that was really telling you how they get down. Everybody else was, they were putting you on real life knowledge of the world.
Yeah.
He was telling you, nah, let me give you.
These females out here doing it.
Let me give you this knowledge about these women. And then he ran Erykah Badu, and I feel like she took his knowledge.
Yeah, she Jedi mind tricked the fuck out of him.
Oh, she was killing him.
She got him.
She was a whole nother level female. Them dudes, they understand.
She is. Like,
she was the first one, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she was the first grand, like,
a free spirited ass. Jedi,
bro. She was.
She was messing dudes' heads up way back then.
She was a grand wizard Jedi, bro. She was really the first. Because, you know, like,
you know now, like, even back then when you saw Erykah Badu, you were like, if any dude ever got with her, something about her would change them.
Bruh.
You could see that just from looking at it.
It's didn't see that. I like, okay, because she wasn't, like, wearing all the tight stuff. She was, like, her own.
When I seen that video when she did the the window seat video when she walked down the street and she
she was naked and all that.
Like, damn, Dre, that's what I can see. What?
Oh yeah, she but she didn't put that out there.
She didn't. No, you didn't know what she looked like until she got. And that's it was the mystery, bro. It was 15 years of my life. I had no idea what Erykah Badu body actually looked like. But when I seen it, and I was like,
yeah, big ass dresses.
Yeah, so you wouldn't know.
But you smoked some good weed. She put some incense on and put that on you, nigga.
Exactly.
She set the whole vibe.
Nigga, Big Sean ain't telling Jhené Aiko no. She learned all the Erykah Badu tricks. Like,
thank you.
Like, they got him. And I'm pretty sure, like the whole game's like, even, you know, from especially with social media, bro. Because as long as them followers get up, she can get that exposure. She can get what she want. But they, women get bored. You just can't let them be bored.
You can't let them get bored. For real. You got to keep them entertained, bro. Like,
yeah.
Because especially now, you got to wait to see. You got to wait to see how it unwanted by a lot of dudes. Before she really, really just gone to act right. When she one day she gonna be like, all right, I can't pull. Her options gonna shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'll gonna pick somebody. Until then, long as her options out there, bro, she
gonna test
you. You can't. You gotta play your game all the way tight.
Yep.
And the better she is, the more on point you gotta be in your game. And on point don't mean being no simp. On point mean you just gotta pass all the tests. She gonna be she gonna flirt with a man in front of you to see how you react.
Yeah, right. That's the test, bro.
You gotta fail that test. But the problem is, a lot of times you don't know what question you got wrong. But I see a lot of this shit online when it comes to just like interacting daily and people, like, ever since, rest in peace, but ever since, you know, Kevin Samuels died, I seen a lot of people, they trying to fill the void of, you know, shit he was saying. And then, you know, a lot of times men check men and tell you where you're fucking up, but we don't want to hear the shit. But ultimately, we think everything can be solved by money. But I done seen, what fucked it up for me was the day I seen Jeff Bezos, richest man in the world. I seen Jeff Bezos, girl was with him. She met he introduced her to Leonardo DiCaprio. Shawty looked like she fucking milked her whole box.
Right.
Like, she looked like she was from a jump on. Like, I gotta find a clip. Like, she was googly eyed. Like, you could literally see sparkles in her eyes when she saw Leonardo DiCaprio.
She was starstruck.
Starstruck. He moving his hands and he fucking, you know, flipping behind the air with her, with his hair and shit, smiling at her, blowing her kisses, bro. Jeff Bezos looking like, I ain't gonna even be able to fuck tonight because she gonna be thinking about you. What the
fuck? Right, I'm one of the
his wife?
No, it wasn't his wife, just a new thing he dating. You know, him and
his new lady.
Divorce. Yeah. He had a new chick, he just parading off. She met Leo.
Oh, yeah.
Man, Leo,
you can't do nothing, but see, that's
a billionaire. This nigga with hundreds of billions of dollars versus a millionaire.
He got a whole frame, though. He got a whole frame.
Yeah.
He gotta be cool.
Leo the white Denzel. Nobody saying that shit.
Oh, Leo, that
he
dude.
Is.
Leo
the
white
he
Denzel.
Is. Cool. He's that dude. I like Leo. No, he cool, man. But he got Jeff Bezos got a whole frame, bro. He really can make that shit. He really can make her really just forget about that dude. He just got to be like with it, but just be cool with it, bro.
Yeah.
Be confident. You can't lose that confidence. You got to keep that confidence. You got to keep that's the whole demeanor, bro. Whatever happened, you feel me? You got to stay cool.
Yeah.
And don't be no pushover.
Acknowledge that shit. Like, it is.
That's Leonardo, baby.
It is Leo, baby. You know,
like, I be out with my chicks. They see rappers and, oh, he's so fine. I do this. You know, I bought the tickets for to go see this dude because he's a favorite rapper, bro.
He is a rapper.
He's not. Leonardo is not gonna mess with her. He know not to step on Jeff Bezos' toes.
Nah, but Jeff Bezos could literally buy every house in his whole neighborhood just to fuck with him.
Yeah. Right, and leave his house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's some spiteful shit. You a billionaire, this nigga, you know, just made your shit want him. Like, them type of games, you know.
She know deep down. Well, no, I don't know, because Leonardo got money too, so she'd be straight regardless, but.
Yeah.
She in the better thing dealing with Jeff Bezos.
But Leo don't want her. So if you apply that same logic about don't want her, she was just like, that's Leo. Leo don't even remember me.
He don't have the best of the best of the women.
It's just the fact that she was there in his proxy.
She gonna leave security for a player, pretty much.
And then even still, she'd probably get even more turned on in that sense. She's like, you can get me close to this motherfucker I know I'm not gonna fuck. So that's gonna put me in the zone.
Yeah. Bro, because I know the women who want the security. They know they can get the security. Mm. They know they can get the security whenever they want to get the security. That's what I was saying about Laura Harvey. I was just like, bro,
she gonna
look the same until she Angela Bassett's age, bro. Like, she can get anyone she want whenever she want it.
Yep.
The issue is she knows it. So if a motherfucker ain't the one and she just got more options to explore, it's just like, bro, that's just how the game go because it's
She gonna get stuck on the dude that ain't really stuck in her ass. That's gonna be the one to get her. That's gonna be the one that she gonna go crazy. Everybody, even Future. She's not all that. To me, she's not all that, bro. But everybody going crazy over, bro. She gotta have that real something. You feel me? But I'm just like, bro, like,
she is bad now, I mean.
I think Sierra's better looking. To me, Sierra look better to me than her.
Oh yeah.
But I'm just like, Shawty okay. She might be the Erykah Badu though.
But I mean, with Sierra, the bad thing about that, I get tired of, like, if I was Russell, it's just like, I was watching the Breakfast Club when the guys from ESPN in the podcast, I cannot remember the name, but they, Ryan Clark and them, went up there and they were talking to him about the, you know, niggas were calling about this dude a square. And it was just like, bro, y'all keep calling Russell a square. And it's like, nah, he a square, but he a good thing. I'm like, stop telling little boys that that shit is true.
Right.
You a square and it's a good, Russell's a square and it's a good thing. It was just like, no. Because trying to think that that's how you gonna roll. Like, he got money.
Right.
If you ain't got that money, like, nah,
this
nigga,
man,
like,
was Bible thumping.
Shout out
Decatur. Yeah,
shout out from College Park. Ain't fucking with nigga till she get burnt enough and just
have to switch up and be like,
I gotta do something different.
I kind of disagree with that whole thing, bro. Look, Russell Wilson, man, they say he a square. You can't be no square and get to that level of football that man playing, bro.
Can't.
That man's a fucking, he ain't just a quarterback. He one of the top quarterbacks in the league, bro, for a long time, bro.
Highest paid.
That's a man. That's a real man, bro. That's not no square, bro. That's an alpha male. Straight up.
Now, granted, he is an alpha male.
He might not.
His
female game might not be on that
that's
point.
That's what I was about to say.
Best believe he knocking that motherfucker down.
Now he
when come
is.
In the, I'm talking about in the bedroom.
Yeah, now he
that
is.
That man been playing football from a young age. He a whole different animal.
Bro, that strikes me as just like, I think it's one of them situations where I'm pretty sure someone came to Sierra, she was like, it ain't gonna work, or they don't know what he doing or whatever. I'm just like, someone had to go to her and just say, look, just tell him how to do what you want him to fucking do.
That's what I think happened. Yeah.
Like, tell him
she
how to do
it.
He a whole fucking athlete. Like, if he...
Yeah. She put him on game. This Sierra.
I done seen that man, bro. I've seen behind the scene, bro. I be watching shit. That man, he running that shit. He telling her what to do. He ain't telling her what to do, but he ain't playing for that. He running
Christian guy. That understands. My wife had a life before me. Try to go twerk on the camera. Go do what you do. I'm pretty sure he watched those twerk videos. Go home, Sierra. Get on the couch.
That's right.
And just when she come home, I'm pretty sure he just like, no, I'm gonna nail that.
That's mine. Bro, my chick was in fucking. We on the dolphin boat. She twerking with a G string on. I'm like, look, all y'all. I'm looking like, okay, it's kind of. Weird, but all y'all do is want to beat me right now. She bad.
Yeah.
She got a nice body. She's showing she ain't even made a short off. And I'm be tapping it.
Yeah.
All y'all want to beat me. All these guys want to beat me on this boat.
Yeah.
They can't look. They wives and stuff looking crazy because all y'all want to look like that.
Yeah.
You feel me? They're being real. Like, y'all, I'm like, I ain't care, bro. I don't care, bro. Like, I'm living my life. I ain't whatever, like. I ain't studying all that, that's man. Like, I'm having fun. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna be tapping that shit tonight.
And I think that's the attitude
y'all look
to have.
At dolphins.
Like, she'll get jealous, but you
look
know,
at dolphins too. But
who had?
I'm looking at them too.
Dolphins trying to see what I got going on.
Dolphins trying to help me too. That's some horny motherfuckers.
Right, yeah. Dolphins will.
We the reason they coming up to the goddamn boat. They trying to see what she doing.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
They flipper and they see flapping. Like, they want to know what's up. Like, flipper.
Yeah.
See some flapping, bro. Like,
yeah, she twerking and dolphins trying to see what she doing. And we bringing the dolphins. Over here
and wet goddess in this bitch.
Hell no.
Like,
tripping.
Oh man.
It's I don't know, but that's one of them things. Like, I don't know, it's free game, man. Like, it's, but you know, you had to learn it from some, because ultimately I guess the whole point is, like, a lot of times people get the misconception when you in the anime, video games, comic books, and like, you like AV, you into this geeky shit, right? When you into that, they assume that you automatically get put in the simp box before you even open your lip.
Just like marching band. It's like, bro, we was fucking more than people on the football team sometimes when you think about it, bro. Like,
it was like,
man, nerds run the world right now.
Nerds
are getting all the top niggas nerds. Yeah. All the top people nerds. You feel me?
I met a chick one time. You know, we did what we did. And like, when we she came to my room, the chick, because we've been hanging out outside. And she was like, she seen like the little anime collection I had of some of my DVDs and shit. And she looked almost offended that I was rocking the way I was rocking it when we kicked it, just to find out like you like cartoons and shit. Like I ain't never had no nigga into that shit do me like you.
Right.
Like, I ain't know you exist. You a whole fucking unicorn, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Like,
we the best dudes though, because we don't learn. Like, you could be a hood gat with the nerd. I tell any shit, I'm a nerd. Mm-hmm. And look at me, be like, oh, you cool. And I'm like, so I'm a nerd. If they could get to know me, come visit. Mm-hmm. I do all this stuff. I watch Star Wars. I got to collect. You know, I do all this stuff. Y'all know. Shoot. Ain't nobody knocking down, especially not Ryan. I'm a nerd, but I ain't nobody knocking down like I'm knocking down, bro.
Exactly. Straight
up, bro. And I be firm, I'm a nerd. You feel me?
A nerd ain't
no live problem. By it, because you're not finna put me in no hood guy category. You feel me?
Not at all.
I don't want all that drama. I don't want all that bullshit. You feel me? They can keep that, what they call it? That new rap stuff they be got. That little, what the Chicago dudes call it?
The drill.
All that drill shit. Y'all keep that shit.
All that gang shit.
Yeah, y'all keep that, bro. No
gang, huh?
Right.
I'm having fun, seeing nice places, enjoying beautiful women. My life is good.
Yeah, it's like,
I ain't got to worry. I ain't got to look on my shoulder about who finna shoot me. My ops.
Right.
I don't got no ops.
I ain't got no ops right now. My ops is motherfuckers that's prohibiting my happy life.
Yeah, I got no ops.
I got motherfuckers that hate from a distance and won't say it to my face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I ain't really got no ops.
My ops is the government oppressing me.
Nah, nigga, I'm at the point, nigga, my ops is myself. What my ops at, nigga? I'm my ops. Nigga, let me get out my way.
My biggest ops is myself, bro.
Myself, bro. I got to get out my fucking way. I ain't got time to worry about you, nigga.
I could take over if I just really just stay focused.
Focused, but I'm in my way sometimes.
I'm in my way. Fuck it.
And sometimes I want to be distracted because I'm just like, bro, life just can't be all work, bro. Sometimes
I do want to enjoy shit.
I want fun to motivate me. It's just like, because I'm an artist, right? And I need inspiration. What I was telling someone, it was just like bro, I need to go out and be toxic, bro. I need to go out and really like
do some dumb shit.
Do some shit and be like, I don't know why the fuck I did it, so I can write about it, so I can rap about it, tell a story, tell a movie. You know what I'm saying? I need to live a life. I can't just vicariously watch all these shows and imagine what it's like outside. But the older that I get, it makes me not want to be in situations that they say mind the business that pays you. So a lot of this shit don't be paying me. I gotta jump in these situations just to see what's up. And I feel like I don't fit in. And since I'm thinking I don't fit in, I'm already psyching myself out of actually fitting in and being in this space.
Right.
And then you don't enjoy the space. Fucking Amber Alert. And then you don't enjoy the space, and then you don't really act like you're supposed to. But sometimes I feel like I'm a type of fish. I feel like I'm a saltwater fish, bro. If you put me in the lake, I might not die, but get me out this motherfucker. But when you put me back in my right type of water, bro, it's a different game. And I feel like a lot of times you got to find your ocean. You got to find your sea. And I think that is based on geography. I think you'll be locked down in some of these country places or some of these city places that ain't your scene, and you won't thrive. But they'll put you in a situation that's more, and you'll know you in that situation because the women in them situation got their eyes on you, because either they ain't seen nothing like you, or your energy is telling them, oh, no, you're supposed
to be. That's what I need to be gravitating.
That's what I need to be in this situation. You got to go to where it at. And you don't know where. Only way you're going to find out where it at is by going to different places.
Mm-hmm. And a woman going to pick up on it. That's part of their power. They gonna pick up on that shit. This is where I need to be. Mm-hmm. They over there shooting bang bang, doing all that bullshit. I don't even need to go over here with this jokers partying, having a good time, good vibe.
Yeah, find a ratchet girl that wanna have some damn fun and just like, don't take that shit serious. And that's been the thing. It's just like, cause some nigga that really want it's just like, bro, chill. Like,
That's part of a woman having an orgasm. She gotta be relaxed. Mm-hmm. She gotta be comfortable. That shit ain't gonna happen. I don't care how good the poking is. If she ain't comfortable, cool, she ain't for no orgasm. Yeah, she gotta be at peace. So she gotta be like, dude, I'm good here. You feel me? Like, I ain't gotta worry about nobody. I'm comfortable, I'm relaxed. Boom, that's like part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Then she gonna come on like that. You feel me, bro? Folks don't understand that shit. They just be, I'm gonna just poke this motherfucker to goddamn. No, she, okay, you poking her, but she ain't comfortable yet.
Right.
You feel me? She ain't feeling comfortable. She's like, well, if she got a girlfriend, how many, you know, she just thinking all kind of crazy shit. Like, as soon as she relax, feel like when she coming, she feel like she at home, it's good. She, boom. You ain't gotta try hard.
Yeah. She comfortable, like you said.
Yeah.
It's
half the mental game over with.
Half the mental game over with. That orgasm is mental. A lot of that shit mental. You feel me?
That's what women can say. They ain't never had no orgasm their whole life and mean that shit.
Because you can't mentally get the girl to that position, bro. You just poking her. You feel me? Like the next guy doing all those poking, and I ain't got the biggest thing in the world. And you know, you never know, bro. This dude's out there shit 10 inches long, bro, so it don't matter. You feel me? You got to mentally get off. You feel me?
I mean, I always tell you, the mental, what did I say, the emotional connection.
Yeah, you got more lesbians getting off than dudes. You feel me?
Like CeeLo said, spend the night. And yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It's, but like I said, you know, it's a whole, like the game is to be told, bro. You gotta pass that shit down, bro.
Fuck that.
Like, I feel like that shit is like a Jedi, bro. You got to have something in you that a motherfucker wanna teach you some shit.
Yeah.
I look at every nigga who really excel in that game space is you like a Jedi, bro. You a pattern. A nigga seen potentially, oh, you in tune with the pimp force, my G. Let me put you on game.
Right, let me teach you the way.
Because if you got that power and you ain't got it, the way the world gonna treat you is you gonna be walking into a constant order 66. The world wanna get rid of you, bro. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro. Like, we're gonna always try to beat you down.
So y'all make sure y'all tap in the Ninja Please podcast. Got y'all getting free game that most people should be paying for. So
pay for the game. We start a Patreon, Cash App.
Yeah, right. Something. Yeah, real. Something.
Y'all just got a whole fucking college course on.
Yeah.
I mean,
apply this stuff and you will see a change.
Definitely will.
Straight up, Saturday, I might go try some of my damn selves. Like, you know what?
I'm done for the week. I'm finna go home and relax.
Bro, it's summer just getting started. I didn't have to stay focused. I got events coming up, man. But I told myself, like, ever since I've been an adult, summer's been my least favorite season because everybody at work, a lot of my friends got kids and everybody spread out. So I don't really be outside like that because I be by myself. And I hate doing so much shit by myself. I get unmotivated to do anything. Because it's hot outside and it's like I go to little hookah spots and I go to little brunches and shit, but music don't be right, the vibe don't be right, you know what I'm saying? And I don't be feeling like what I need to do is hit though with a baddie. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Hit that with a baddie just to see the scene. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's a catch 22. You need a baddie to catch a baddie.
You need a baddie to catch a baddie.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta have that friend. No, don't take like you gotta take that girl you a friend, but she cool. Y'all have his, you know, relations and all that shit. But she know the games. This ain't my girlfriend. This is my kicking friend. You feel me? You take her with you, then you need to put off slide number to somebody. You know, you gotta show her respect while y'all there. You know, but you gotta, you know, you might gotta slide off slide number to somebody you see or whatever, man. You gotta do it like that. You can't take a girlfriend. You can't take sand to a beach.
Sand to the beach.
Yeah, but
you gotta take a bucket.
Yeah.
Can't take sand.
She trapping, you feel me? She gotta play that trap game. Mm-hmm. She know to do gang, she bad. Who is he? This what you do. You take her, then you come back. Next time you come back by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you gonna they seen you there last time. They all gonna see.
Mm-hmm. My problem is I be liking the bartender.
Yeah, who was that what you was with?
That be fucking me up, man. I be liking the bartender. I be saying, like, I ain't stand none of you in here. Damn bartender though. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, the bartender be the bad one.
And she be talking to everybody all night. So she looking at me talking to her like I'm just what a random do. Person.
Yeah,
but deep down, person. I got intentions, bro. I got intentions.
Yeah. Right, like, I got, there's something behind
hanging
this.
Hanging out and telling you I don't have intentions. Like,
right.
That's who you go to them bar, that's who you come back for in that bartender, that bad little bartender you seen. Because you ain't going to see the chicks that was in there random, most likely, when you come back next time. That bartender look good. You come back. Oh, that's how you got to do. Just come see that bartender and just. She get to know you.
Rapport with her. And
That's how I live.
Her to understand, like, no, I'm not coming because I'm going to be a new regular. I'm a regular because of you.
Yeah. Have both reasons, like, Have both reasons to come in there and stuff.
But, man, we ain't going to keep it. I know you got somewhere to be, but I appreciate you tuning in. Let me get this applause in this motherfucker.
Hell
God
yeah.
Damn, bro.
Look. Hey, my baby mom. I just be messing with her till she texts me now, bro. We be going back and forth.
Lord, well,
I love my baby mom though, bro. But we be going back and forth. She love me one day, she don't love me.
Hey, man, well, I'm gonna let you get to it, man. Y'all tuned to the Ninja Please podcast. This is a special test for the title. Shout out to my boy, the Shadow General Shrill, the creator in this motherfucker.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Much love, bro.
Yeah, man. Y'all plug in, man.
Pleasure being on the show, bro.
And DP, man, forever.
Yep.
Y'all know the vibes.
Hey, man.